This is Fresh Air. The new dark comedy, American Maid, was inspired by the life of Barry Seal, who in the early 1980s helped arm the Nicaraguan rebels, the Contras, allegedly under the CIA's direction. Seal is played by Tom Cruise. The film is directed by Doug Liman, who also directed Cruise in the time travel thriller Edge of Tomorrow. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
So many movies have gotten so wrong, what American Maid gets so right, that I could hardly believe what I was watching. It's a madcap, farcical black comedy in which government agencies work at crazed cross purposes so that ideology and business and propaganda are always colliding. And it's probably the best vehicle Tom Cruise has ever had. He plays a Louisiana-born drug-smuggling pilot named Barry Seal, who really lived and did much of the stuff in the film, though not in quite this way. The role has been sweetened to fit the star, who thrives on playing amoral, buoyant, super smooth characters, men who groove on speed and mastery and always have a ready smile. Think Risky Business and The Color of Money and Jerry Maguire. When the movie begins in the late 70s, Seal is flying for TWA and making money smuggling Cuban cigars. Into his life comes a red-headed, bearded guy who calls himself Schaefer, played by Donal Gleason. Schaefer says he knows about the cigars, but isn't there to arrest him. Instead, he takes Seal to see a beautiful little flying machine equipped with all sorts of surveillance cameras.
CIA owns this?
No. Independent aviation consultants.
IAC.
Yeah. You run the company, but after hours, you work for us.
Takes pictures?
The work is covert.
Covert.
So anyone finds out about it, family, friends, even Lucy. It's Lucy, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That'd be a problem.
Oh, this is legal?
If you're doing it for the good guys? Yeah. Just don't get caught.
Donal Gleason's face is chilling when he says, that'd be a problem. So deadpan, but with so much menace. Why does Barry Seal go along? The Lucy mentioned is his wife. He has two kids and another on the way. Now he can do daredevil reconnaissance over El Salvador, Nicaragua, and Honduras, and the CIA will make him rich. Well, he does get rich, but the money doesn't come from the CIA. It's from the Medellin cocaine cartel. The convolutions in American Maid are incredible, literally, but probably true. I say probably because we'll never know the whole story. We might have if Special Prosecutor Lawrence Walsh had finished his investigation of what became known as the Iran-Contra affair. But that was aborted when in 1992, the first President Bush pardoned former members of his administration who knew the inner workings. The Contras are all over American Maid and portrayed as stumblebums. At the CIA's bequest, Seal flies them guns, then brings some of them back to train in Arizona, where the agency has set him up with thousands of acres of land and even his own airport. Meanwhile, I told you it's convoluted, he's making tens of millions moving cocaine into the States under the DEA's nose. CIA, DEA, ATF, all the acronyms get involved. In the middle of it all comes Nancy Reagan's Just Say No to Drugs address, and the DEA goes into overdrive. How does the audience view Seal's enterprising behavior? With elation. He's the film's wry narrator, and director Doug Liman does a beautiful job syncing American Maid to Cruise's bopping air guitar rhythms. The handheld camera can barely keep up with Seal. He's complicit but innocent, that is, not killing anyone personally. He's helping his government and making his handsome self and pretty wife rich, with money falling out of drawers. I went to a promotional screening where the audience was so on his side that some people cheered when a harmless idiot who threatened to blackmail Seal got blown up by a car bomb. Gary Spinelli's script leaves much of Seal's life out, especially his connection to anti-communist groups, which would put an ideological spin on his arming of the Contras. But on its own terms, American Made is breathlessly entertaining, a fantasy of wealth and macho heroics that ends up going very bad. The supporting cast is fine, especially twitchy, ginger-haired Caleb Landry Jones as Lucy's slacker brother. But of course, Cruise owns it. Sure, he overworks his features to suggest thinking, along with that adorably abashed trademark smile. But this movie is right in his sweet spot, the place where a go-getter goes for it and is suddenly so vulnerable it breaks your heart.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine and its culture website, Vulture. If you'd like to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed, like this week's interview with David Litt, whose new memoir is about writing speeches and jokes for President Obama, or our interview with David Simon and George Pelicanos about creating the new HBO series, The Deuce, check out our podcast. We have lots of interviews to choose from. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Sharrock. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Mooj Zaidi, and Thea Chaloner. Teresa Madden directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross. We'll be right back.